About 3,500 acres of forest land in northern Wisconsin could soon be off limits to the public. Land surrounding the proposed iron mine Gogebic Taconite wants to dig. Supporters say it's time to keep protesters away from workers. Opponents say they're doing all they can to save the air and water. WUWM listened to both sides state their cases before a Senate committee on Wednesday. The first thing senators heard and saw at the meeting was amateur video. Someone shot it at the proposed mining site in June. It captured an altercation, protesters confronting workers and stealing a cell phone.
We're not dealing with rational actors.
That's Quinn Williams of the DNR. He says the video captured only part of what mine opponents did. He says they also tried to keep Gogebic and emergency responders off the property.
There were a number of logs, other impediments across the road.
The company is asking for state help. Bob Seitz is spokesman for Gogebic Taconite.
What we want is simple separation. Our people to be able to do their work safely, separated from other folks who might have bad intent.
Senator Tom Tiffany has responded. He calls the protesters eco-terrorists, people who resort to extreme measures in the name of protecting the environment.
They said, we will be back, and we will be back with more people. I can tell you as a legislator, I take that very seriously.
Right now, the proposed mine site must remain open for recreation because it's part of Wisconsin's managed forest program. The owner pays less in taxes in exchange for letting people use the land. Tiffany's proposal would circumvent the rule by creating a 3,500-acre buffer. At Wednesday's hearing, some citizens downplayed the dangers protesters pose. Catherine Bauer says she's seen more violence in bar fights.
While I am not going to say that eco-terrorism does not exist, I think that in this context, the word eco-terrorist is being taken to the extreme.
George Meyer says he understands the need to protect workers, but hunters use the land. Meyer is executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. He asked what happens if someone unintentionally trespasses.
Having been on the site several times, I can attest it's all heavy forest, and you cannot tell when you cross the property line.
Meyer urged the company to at least post signs if the bill passes. He also called for more time for public input. State Representative Janet Bewley insists her constituents have not been given enough time to weigh in on the proposal. The mine would fall in her district.
This hearing was noticed late on Friday before Labor Day weekend, Tuesday, the first day of school. The 5-hour or more trip from the area of the mine requires a little more advance notice than that.
A Senate committee is set to vote on the bill today. In the meantime, the company continues testing rock samples. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.